Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you may be. It is 10:25 Eastern Time where I reside, and this is Tessa with Just Tessa and the Vibes Podcast. Today is Wisdom Wednesdays, okay? Wisdom Wednesdays. So you know me. Here is where we talk our shit, but we mind our business. And I'm just going to, you know, drop a little wisdom as I typically do. If you have not tapped into season one or any of season two as of yet, please do that. If you're not following the podcast, do that. If your notifications aren't on, do that. Turn them on. What are you doing? What are you waiting for? If you have not had something to eat or water, you know, just embrace the day. Make sure you do that. When you choose to do that, that's your own. But make sure you do. Let's see. Before we get the rolling. Okay. So, welcome. I started off saying, if you have not embraced the day, do that. I want you to actually take a little ride with me on that, because when I say that, I mean it in the sense of, it doesn't have to be a long period of time. It doesn't have to be all, you know, deep or crazy. It can be just as simple as you're just getting up and you're laying in your bed and you just lay there on your back for a little bit, look up at the ceiling, you know, give your praises, your thanks, your amens, and just take in the fact that you are up another day. You made it from Tuesday to Wednesday. And what are you going to do different today? What are you going to be better at today? How are you going to step today? How are you going to love today? How are you going to smile today? That's very important. I feel like in the world as it is right now that we're currently living in, there is so much of distortion, dysfunction, disgust, disgrace, doubt. I could keep going with the D's, you know, down. but we're currently in a time where it's easy to lose yourself. It's easy to lose yourself in aloneness. It's easy to lose yourself in work. It's easy to lose yourself in doubt. It's easy to lose yourself in your feelings. It's easy to lose yourself and your kids, your family, relationships. It's easy to lose yourself. And just as much as it's your sole responsibility to make sure you don't lose yourself and utilize resources and tools and ways to not lose yourself, it can happen. And if you have a support system, they bear the responsibility as well as making sure that they pay attention to if you're not yourself today, or if, you know, something is different, then, you know, this is where they step in. I feel like some people, have never had a moment where they actually just sat right there and reflected about everything them. Not everything them and someone else, or from past, present, or future. Just everything them. What type of being are you? What type of person you are to yourself, to those that you deal with, those that you love, you care about? You know, how are you? What are you? Where are you? Shit, even when are you? You know what I'm saying? Some people, we're in 2022. Somebody could be in fucking 2000s, the early, you know, 2000s out this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Just have a moment to sit right there and be like, you know what? Let me do an evaluation. Let me assess. I've had many episodes where I've mentioned peace, choosing peace, not violence. It's easier to choose the things that can break you. It's easier to choose the things that could hurt you. It's easier to choose the things that may seem very loving, but in all reality, they're not. And anything opposite of peace Yeah. Because if you think about it, it takes no time for a motherfucker to just snap, fuck it all. It takes no time for a person to just say, you know what, I'm going to do this fuck shit. It takes no time for a person that, and these are, you know, whatever individuals, you know, once again, I don't know. This isn't to one person, male or female. It's just, this is just us politicking, just real shit. If the shoe fits, then you know what, you go ahead and you wear it and make sure you keep the shoes clean and you deal with that on your own time, in your own way, by yourself. Because I'll be the first one to tell you, we need more real motherfuckers out here and less bullshit and less drama and less fake shit. Okay, I'm on the side of the real nigga shit. I'm further on the side of me in my own lane with my real nigga shit. Just keep all of that away from me. That's not conducive to my health, wealth, or better being. That's my shit. If it's not conducive to those things, I don't want no parts of it. Period. No matter if I've known you 20 years, known you 6 months, known you 5 days, I don't give a fuck. If it's not conducive to my health, wealth, or better being, I want no parts of it. Okay? So, as I was stating, it's so much easier to just fuck it all. It takes no time for you to lose whatever the fuck, but it takes so much time to get and gain the things you need, the things you deserve, the things that you want. The peace. Peace isn't just created in a few minutes. You can work on the steps and take your steps to creating eternal peace. But it doesn't just happen like that. And it's always constantly it's spinning. It's constantly always going. So it's not like you created this peace and you just let it be. No, you're constantly evolving. You're constantly changing. You're constantly, you know, learning different things, interacting with different things and people. You have to stay on top of your peace just as much as you stay on top of your money. Just as much as you stay on top of your diet. Just as much as you stay on top of what he or she is doing. Just as much as you stay on top of your relationship. Just as much as you stay on top of, you know, what's happening here and there. As much as you stay on top of what's going on social media or whatever. You have to give just as much time as you give to that to your peace. For real. So, if it's easier for a person to lose themselves, but the work to put in to finding peace within yourself is so much more of worth, choose that. It's not going to happen overnight. And please believe me when I tell you, I understand completely about violence choosing you or whatnot and peace, because I'm the first person to say violence chooses me every day. Every freaking day. I choose peace every freaking day. Every fucking day. I don't know what that was about. Every fucking day, I choose peace. I choose peace from who I'm with in my personal life. I choose peace when it comes to my family. I choose peace when it comes to my work. I choose peace when it comes to friends. I choose peace for myself. Now, if all of those groups of people and things do not contribute to that peace, then I need to start doing some assessing and reevaluating. Reassessing and reevaluating. You don't want yourself to do yourself harm in that way, and you don't want to bring people in that can do harm to you that way. So it's very important that you have that time where you just think about everything you. You know, yesterday, you know, they'll use examples such as, you know, you ran 5 miles yesterday. Let's see if you can run 6 or 7 a day. You ran 6 or 7 a day. Let's see if you can do 8, 9 tomorrow and so forth. Okay. That's nice. How about what we require has nothing to do with getting up? I'm talking about physically. How about the things that we require so we can bring harmony and balance requires us to just sit right there and feel. Sit right there and think. Sit right there and process. Sit right there and breathe. Inhale, exhale. If you want to spark up something or you don't, whatever, that's your business. I can't mind it for you. But just sit right there and just vibe with yourself, the good, the bad, the in between, and even the confusing. No matter if you want to take 5 minutes to do that, 10 minutes to do that, an hour to do that, if whatever. Just have a moment where you think about everything new. This doesn't mean that you are kicking people out. Doesn't mean that you're kicking yourself. What it is you're allowing yourself a time to sit right there and say, you know what, I'm not going to think about work. I'm not going to think about, you know, the empire. I'm not going to think about people. I'm going to sit right here and take a moment and say, hey, how am I doing? Because I'm at the head of the helm. I'm the head of it. I'm the head of my household. Who else is going to take a moment if not me? You may cry, you may get angry, you may get sad, you may smile, you may laugh, you may just sit right there and stare off into the abyss. It don't matter. But having a moment to sit right there and say, what am I doing or not doing that is either a negative or a positive to my wealth, health, and better being? Not what they did, not what he did, not what she did, not what they're doing. No, what am I doing? What am I doing? I said in an episode, either it was the last episode or before that, where I said, sometimes it's not the sender, it's the receiver. Sometimes it's not somebody else. Sometimes it's you. Sometimes it's you stepping in your own way. Sometimes it's you just not sitting right there, taking the time to be a better you. Be a better you for you or for whomever is in your life. Family, friends, relationship, whatever. Maybe it's not always somebody else. It's Wisdom Wednesdays. I don't know why that's trying to give me a tongue twist. It's Wisdom Wednesdays. Don't wake up today minding nobody's business. I don't care if you woke up 2 hours ago, 6 hours ago, just now. You waking up maybe 2 hours. I don't care. Don't wake up minding somebody else's business today. Don't wake up overthinking and self-doubting and beating yourself up. Don't do that. We all have a story. We all have some pains. We all carry some type of weight of the world on our shoulders. And we keep stepping. We keep persevering. We keep climbing the steps to the mountaintop. But please don't wake up another day minding somebody else's business, worried about what somebody else is doing that ain't worried about you, or putting your time and energy into motherfuckers or things that are not conducive to your health, wealth, and better being. It don't matter if it's a relationship. It doesn't matter if it's family. It doesn't matter if it's your work. It doesn't matter if it's an associate, acquaintance. It don't matter if it's your fucking self. Don't do that. Don't do it to yourself. It's easier said than done. But hey, that's what I'm here for. Because maybe you've been telling yourself some of these things and you come across me today and you're like, you know what? That's what I needed. It happens every day. Every day, someone in the world has said right there and told themselves, you know what? I'm going to love differently today. I'm going to be better today. I'm going to go wash my car today. It could be something as simple as taking out the trash. And then there you go. You come across something and something gives you like a fortune cookie type of, you know, reading. And you're like, that's what I needed. Let me go ahead and take this trash out. Come across something that says, don't be lazy. Be active. You know what I'm saying? Like you come across something like this, something as simple as that. You're like, you know what? Let me go ahead and take that trash out. You know, that's what I need to hear today. Because I damn sure wasn't going to take that trash out yet. Or you know what? You know, thank you. So this is what I'm here for. You may not agree. You may agree. That's not my problem. Okay, so don't mind that for me because I'm not going to mind that for you. This is what I utilize my podcast for, is for everything from my side of the world. Not from A, not from B, not from C, from my side of the world. My side of the coin, my side of the block, my side of the city, my side of the car. Okay, so if you're in this car with me, you're hearing me. Okay. You're in this, you're close by, you're peeping it, you're getting it. If you don't fuck with it, that's why you on your side of the car. You know what I'm saying? So you can tune me out, you can let me finish, you can rock with me, whatever. You can get the fuck out the car, whatever. But I'm tending to this driver's side of the car. You be a passenger. If you want to get to where the fuck you going with me. I can keep it as simple as that. Don't be someone that wakes up worried about the wrong shit. And worried about the wrong shit can be what other motherfuckers is doing in their life. I'm not saying that when I say worried about the wrong shit, I'm talking about the shit that ain't got shit to do with you. Okay? I'm not saying, because I know I got some people out there. Sometimes I gotta dumb it down. Jesus. But it's okay. Love ya. I'm not talking about you and your girl wake up in the bed today and she's not too happy. Maybe something you did or you didn't do. And you just, you ask her, is she okay? Obviously she's not okay. And whatever. Or she tells you she's not okay. And you sit right there and you give her 5 seconds of your time. And you're like, man, I ain't got time for that shit. I'm not saying don't be worried about the wrong shit. I'm not talking about that. That is not what I'm talking about. If your mate woke up upset, not happy, or whatever the case is, you tend to that. That is the shit you should be tending to. You should be worried about where that could end up if you don't tend to it. You feel what I'm saying? You should be concerned about that. Do your job just as you do your job when you go to work. Okay? So when I say worried about the wrong shit, I'm talking about shit that ain't got nothing to do with you. Niggas wake up and choose anger. Niggas wake up and choose violence. And when I say nigga, make it very clear. Okay? That's just my talk, my preferred lingo, that I can do that. But I'm talking about motherfuckers. Everybody. I don't care if you from here, from there, from everywhere. I'm talking about motherfuckers. Beans. Okay? Please don't be stupid. Waking up worried about the wrong shit that ain't got nothing to do with it. It don't even have your name on it. Okay? I heard something this morning. I had a little bit of time to kill. I heard something. And listening to it, I was like, you know what? This ain't got shit to do with me. I don't care how entertaining it is. I don't care if I like or don't like, whatever the case may be. This ain't got shit to do with me. This ain't got shit to do with my partner. This ain't got shit to do with my family. This ain't got shit to do with my bag. This ain't got shit to do with my health, me. It ain't got nothing to do with me. So you know what I did? I say, you know what? Out of there. Let me toodaloo. And I think the problem is that most people and some people out here in the world, they get so wrapped up in trying. And this is the thing. They say that they don't care, but then all they do is be caring about all the wrong shit. If something has nothing to do with you, don't go and search yourself for some shit and then be confused when your life takes a form of some type of drama or problem. Don't be confused. Don't be shocked. Because the time you were spending into shit that ain't got nothing to do with you, you could have been putting it into caring about why your girl was upset. Figuring out why your check engine light is on your car. Okay? Jumping into the conversation of what the fuck is going on in the world right now with inflation and crisis is happening everywhere. Or that there's a formula shortage and shit like that. I mean, like, all types of shit. All types of shit is going on right now. I don't touch on all that. And I'm just saying, I'm just kicking some shit out there. What's going on in the world right now? You could be putting your time elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's something you're supposed to be doing for yourself. Go put your time into that. And I even use myself as a perfect example. I woke up, did what I need to do. Start my morning off every morning with my partner. Period, point blank. Don't matter if I'm mad, sad, happy, sick. That's just what it is. Okay? So, did what I need to do. I tended to whatever I wanted to tend to around my home. And got myself taken care of. Do the morning routine. You know, you brush teeth, wash your face. Do your little routine. All that good shit there. Ate me some fruit. Had my water. Etc. etc. Took a moment. And went on ahead and grabbed one of my books. My book. Not a book I bought. No, my book. And reading. Because that's some shit that got something to do with me. You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not hard to tell. Thank you, Nas, for that. And it's not complicated to do. It's not complicated to tend to your shit. Okay, so my business that I mind is my family, my work, my brand, my empire, my partner, my peace. Those are the shit that I mind. That's my business. Okay? So I can't be worried about the wrong shit when it comes to those things because that's my business. And I think more people need to understand that. Okay? That's what is your business is what you should be worried about and concerned with intending to. Anything happening outside of your business and your peace, you pay it your eyes, not your mind. Okay? Shout out to me on that. You pay it your eyes, not your mind. I tell any number of anybody in my triangle, that's what you do. Okay? It's motherfuckers that ain't got shit to do with you, have no bearing on you. You don't give them the time of day or your mind. Now, your girl, your man, your child, your mother, your father, the business, you give that your eyes and your mind. Because those are the things, that's where your longevity is. That's where you, that's, those are parts of your pieces and your care. That's a part of you. Your heart beats for those things. But motherfuckers that ain't got nothing to do with how your heart beat and how you step and how your life thrives or survives, that ain't got shit to do with you. Don't be one of those people that wake up today and you are feeding into drama. You ain't even ate nothing. Okay? You ain't even cleaned up nothing. You ain't even washed your ass. You ain't even had no water. You ain't even brushed your teeth. You ain't even did your hair. You ain't done shit. You ain't done a goddamn thing. You probably didn't even charge up your phone. And yes, there are people out there that don't even put their phone on a charger. Whatever. That's their business. But I'm saying something as simple as you ain't even charged your phone. But you own your motherfucker into drama. You worried about everything else, but your phone gonna die while you worried about mess. But you need your phone to tend to your business. You need your phone to keep up with your family. You need your phone to make shit happen. You plus your technology make shit happen. Anybody say different, they lying. How does the world revolve and go without technology? We ain't in the olden days. Niggas ain't fucking traveling with mail on a fucking horse and cart. Okay? Like, we do things differently now. You need a laptop, a computer, a phone, some type of technology to make shit happen. So you and your technology is how you make that shit happen. The way you step and the way you utilize the technology that man has created. Okay? So that alone right there, if you're in my intellectual level, you definitely understood what the fuck I just said. If you didn't, I'm about to, bring it all the way down for you. Sometimes I do that. Basically, what I'm saying is that you have things that you need to do, you want to do, moves you need to make, you have to make, you should be making, you want to make, but you woke up or you're up just worried about some shit that ain't got nothing to do with the fuck any of that is. And you're on a phone that's barely got battery, worried about shit that's not conducive to your health, wealth, or better being. So then you've created a problem in your own life. Now your phone dead. Now you gotta wait on it to charge. You can't do what you need to do. How do you get your moves done? How do you take care of certain businesses that require that? That's what I'm saying. Some people probably woke up, not even charged their phone, not even brushed their teeth, not even washed their ass, but they in drama or they worried about shit that has nothing to do with them. Don't be that person. Don't be that person. Care about those that care about you. Care about what cares about you. Care about yourself. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you have the blessing to have someone in your life that gives a fuck about you, I don't care if it's your grandmother, don't care if it's your mother, your sister, your brother, your uncles, aunts, your girl, your man. If you have someone in your life that gives a fuck about you from A to Z, one all the way into the infinity, then you are blessed. You are absolutely blessed, because motherfuckers don't have to give a fuck. Let's make it very clear. People that know you, love you, interact with you, they don't have to give a fuck. They don't. Okay? They really don't. We can make ourselves believe that they do, but they don't have to. The fact that they love you, care about you, want the best for you, whatever the case may be, because if you're anything like me, you only fuck with motherfuckers who fuck with you. Don't come around here. Don't come in this universe. Take a ship here and come on this universe. Then you go on dock and walk off clear in the, you know, Arabian Nights type shit. And you don't really fuck with me like that. You just want to enjoy being here. We don't do that here. I stop shit at the door. And if you have the fortune to get past the door, when you get past that motherfucker, you better act like you got some fucking sense. Okay, for real, because there's like a line. Okay, so there's like a line. And once you cross that line, that's a point of no return. So if you come up in here, if you had the intentions when you got here, before you crossed that line, if you had the intentions to be on fuck shit, and knowing I'm with all smoke, okay, you cross the line, and then you get familiar with being here. You're like, you know what? Oh, I you know what? I'm actually going to be right here. You know, I'm going to do right over here. You cross the line, no point of return. So anything opposite of making sure you are doing what the fuck you're supposed to do over here, you won't return where the fuck you came back from. Okay? Take that however the fuck you want to take it. Okay? Take it however the fuck you want to take it. That ain't for me to elaborate on. Get with it or get left. So it's really simple. It's not complicated. It's not complicated. People that are in our lives, however they got here, they show and do things and say things to let us know if they really want to be here, to let us know if they're really paying attention, to let us know if they really care. So if you're blessed to have someone in your life that shows you that they care, they stand on that, they care about that, caring about you makes them livelier, then you're blessed. Because there's a lot of people suffering in silence, aloneness, depression. They don't even know that they're suffering, but they feel the heartache. They feel the disconnect. They feel the imbalance. They feel like they're all over the place. And they have no one. They have not even one person to where if they did have the conversation with them, they would know they weren't judged. They know that they weren't judged. Someone thought opposite of them. Their look of them changed. Nothing. They're just in it by themselves. So yes, people that fuck with us, they don't have to give a fuck. The fact that they do, don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. So, saying all of this in Wisdom Wednesdays, saying all of this to say, be better than a lie and stronger than the truth. Don't fuck with anything that's not conducive to your health, wealth, or better being. I don't care how much you like wherever the fuck you are, how much you like that person, I don't care what it is. If it's not conducive to your health, wealth, and better being, tighten the fuck up. I'm not saying end whatever or stop with it. What I'm saying is that you need to check it. Okay? And if it's something you're doing to yourself, you need to check it. Tighten it the fuck up. This is just not on somebody else. It's sender and receiver. Okay, it's just as much as it could be the receiver, it could be the sender. Okay, I absolutely believe that. Absolutely. And also going into, I had a conversation with my partner. It was like last night. We were talking about something, and I she said something, then I said something where I said, I don't ever want you to be right, wrong. I don't ever want to be right or wrong. All I care about is the point. Okay? If I'm having a conversation with anyone, I don't want to be right or wrong. I want to receive what you're putting down. I want you to receive what I'm putting down. I want you to feel me. I'm not trying to prove a point. I'm making sure that the point is delivered. Okay? I'm not trying to say, hey, I did it. Hey, I was right. No, I want you to feel me. If we're having a conversation, I'm never having a conversation to be right. If you take it amongst yourself to say you were right, that's what you chose to do. What I'm doing is making sure that you feel me. So if you're out here trying to prove points, trying to be right, you're going to eventually get irritated. You're going to be easily moved with your emotions. You're going to be easily distracted with them when it comes to having meaningful conversations with people. Because one thing I can tell you for sure, I and my partner, we have a multitude of conversations from left to right, up to down, every fucking word on the compass. And we're so deep in our shit intellectually and maturely that if we were opposite of that, there is no way in hell that we would get through one conversation, let alone the many that we've already had. And I think a lot more people out there need to take a moment to think about that for themselves. Okay? No matter if it's you and your parent or you and your spouse, you need to take a moment to really think about it. If you're too busy trying to prove a point or trying to be right in what you're saying, you're already wrong, because I'm not debating with my partner. I'm not debating with my mom. If we're literally having a debate and that's what we're doing and we know that's something different. But if I'm trying to make sure that I feel you, what you're saying is resonating on me, and that I'm receiving you and you're receiving me and we're getting real meaningful information here, and it's as a collective, then that's not trying to prove a point to me. That's me not trying to be right to me. No, it isn't. If it is to you, that's your business. Came on it for you. But for me, that's not what I'm doing. Because to me, if I'm automatically coming out the gate with this mindset of I want to be right, or you know what, I got a point to prove. First of all, this is my loved one. I ain't got shit to prove to them. I don't have to even embark on a conversation with them like that. I got a point to prove. No, I got shit to prove to motherfuckers who doubt me. That's how I feel. If you doubt me, wait. Wait. You ever seen a shooting star? Wait. Wait. You ever look through a telescope? Wait. That's how I feel about me. About anything me. That's how I feel. Just wait. It's okay. It's okay, baby. You may not be on time for the show, but you can't miss me. And once you do come to the show, you'll never forget me. So that's how I move. So if I'm having any type of conversation with anyone that I love, that loves me, I'm not trying to prove anything to them. Not if we're having a conversation and there's information and dollar that needs to be exchanged and I need to receive. I'm not trying to be right with you. I'm trying to make sure we feel each other and we walk away with this like, you know what? That was a good fucking conversation. I don't want to walk away feeling like, you know what? It was a test or a contest and I didn't win. That's how, that like I said, that's for me. May not be that way for you. Can't mind it for you. That's your business. What I'm saying is that there are more people in the world that feel I need to prove this. I got a point to prove to you. I want to be right. They're having conversations wanting to be right. I don't want to come from that part. I don't want to have no conversation. I want to be right. No, I want you to fucking feel me. I want you to sit there and hear me and be like, you know what? I fuck with that. Thank you. Appreciate you. I'm different. I know. I know. Only real niggas fuck with me. You feel me? My podcast is for real niggas. It's not for no niggas with sugarcoating. It's not for motherfuckers that's hiding their hands while they throwing rocks and doing all types of weird shit. It's not for weird shit. Not weird as in what someone who doesn't understand science, you know what I'm saying, or astronomy, you know, and shit like that think is weird. You know, that's not weird. I'm talking about weird shit that there's just nothing on note for. Like, it's just you should not be doing it. Okay? Like, why are you doing that? Gee, no, please stop. That's what I mean by weird shit. Okay? This is not the podcast for weirdos. This is not the podcast for snakes. This isn't the podcast for shiesty, disrespectful motherfuckers. This ain't the podcast for you. You need the podcast where that shit is. This ain't it. Now, if you come across this podcast, then you're going to get a whole bunch of real shit. You're going to get in your feelings really bad. Period. This podcast isn't for cowards. This podcast isn't for drama, gossip. This isn't what this podcast is for. Whatsoever. Can't help you with that. But if you come across me, you definitely need some tea in your life and not the beverage. Welcome. So, yes, this was just a Wisdom Wednesdays, you know, talking my shit, dropping some jewels out there for you, some gems, whichever one you prefer, a ruby, a diamond, you know, whatever, topaz, whatever you prefer. Just dropping it out there for you. Haven't did a podcast in a couple of days. I was like, you know what, before I really got heavy in my book, because I started reading clips and pages, and I said, you know what, hold up, because I'm in author mode. I'm always in author mode. Let me go ahead and kick my real ones a nice little podcast, however long it'll be. Let me go ahead and kick that for them. I'm a spin the block. In the beginning, I said choosing your piece and just focus on everything you. That ties into reevaluating and reassessing. You should be evaluating and assessing yourself on a daily, minutely, honestly. You should be bear me one moment. Okay. Apologies. So you should be reassessing and evaluating yourself daily. Who you was yesterday may not be who you are today. Who you were a month ago, damn sure ain't who you are today. And such, and you know, thus far, and et cetera, you know, you get it. So every day you should be assessing yourself, especially if you are tuned into your feelings. If you are a person who is tuned into their feelings, you should be assessing and evaluating daily, because feelings can be, it can get you. It can grab a hold of you and never let you go. Okay, that means if you're a person that experiences your feelings often because you're so tapped into them, not that they're all over the place, not that you're depressed or anything like that. It's just that you're so in tune with your feelings, you know what the fuck is up with you. You should reassess and evaluate yourself every day. Even it doesn't have to have anything to do with your career, your relationship. It can have everything to do with you. Also, if you are a person who wants to be better than you was the day before and the week before, you should be evaluating and assessing yourself daily. Everyone should be doing it respectfully. But once again, hey, that's some business I can't mind for motherfuckers. You do what you do. But nonetheless, you should be doing it. Okay? You should be doing it. You should be on top of your shit. And you should want to do it for you. I am definitely one of those individuals where I assess daily. I evaluate daily, minutely. Why? Because I want to be better. I want to continue to be different. I want to continue to evolve. I want to continue to understand myself. I want to continue to be able to provide all the things that I deserve, need, want, all that good shit. I want to be able to accomplish and fulfill me so I can accomplish and fulfill and meet everything else that I desire to have or need or want. And in order to do that, I have to be checked into me. I'm not saying I'm gonna be perfect at it. I'm just saying I'm not overlooking me. I'm not skipping on me. Okay? And speaking from someone who is with someone who's in a relationship, you have to make sure that you're on top of your shit, because you're not in it by yourself. If I was over here by myself still, then if I'm not having a good day, that's just on me. If I'm having a happy day, hey, that's just me. That's just on me. If shit ain't flowing right, hey, that's just on me. But when you get a partner, a team member, you can't have that one track mind where it's just you. I don't care how long you've been by yourself, how long you've been this, how long you've been that. When you choose to embrace a partner and accept them and bring them in and line up with them, they become your ally. They become your other half. You just can't be one track minded, because what affects you affects them too. If you're not having a good day, don't you think they gonna peep that? If shit ain't flowing right, don't you think they gonna peep that? If you happy, don't you think they gonna peep that? Good, bad, indifferent, and the confusing. You have a partner, it's a team. There is no I in team. So if you're one of those individuals, like I said, speaking for me, I'm in a relationship. So I automatically, before I got in a relationship, I assessed, evaluated, etc. minutely. Being in a relationship, you're going to do that even more. Because I'm one of those individuals where I'm not going to require or ask for anything that I'm not going to willingly provide and give. And it's just automatic. You're not going to have to ask me for shit. You're not going to have to tell me how to move with you. You're not going to have to tell me how to be with you. Of course, I'm learning. That's what we do. That's what everybody should be doing. They should be learning each other if you're with someone. But when it comes to the shit that is the fundamentals, you're not going to have to tell me to do shit. I already move like I got fucking sense. I already step like a big step of steps. So me assessing, evaluating myself, I assess and evaluate myself from the point of being someone's partner. And when I say partner, I mean partner. You feel what I'm saying? Strategy, plot, plan, execute, partner. Life, business, friendship, all that shit. I assess, evaluate that, because that can affect many different things. I assess and evaluate when it comes to family. You know what I'm saying? Because this is all conducive to my health, wealth, and better being. So it doesn't change. All it does is just, it broadens. Me just doing it, if it was just myself, to me doing it because I have loved ones and someone in my life, then it just broadens. That all. That's it. That's it. It's not something where, to me, you need a book for. Or you need it's just, it should be automatic. So, saying all this to say, because I wanted to spend a block on that, because I tapped into it for a second, but I didn't elaborate on the reassessing and the reevaluating. You do that for you. You being with someone, or you and your family, that's great and everything, but you assess and evaluate for you. Okay? You having loved ones just make you want to do it more and make you go harder for it. That's it. But you assess and evaluate daily. Because who knows? Maybe the way you did what you did yesterday really wasn't the best that you could have done. Maybe you shouldn't have did it at all. How about today we take a different approach? Maybe how you said something to your girl yesterday, you really shouldn't have said it. Or maybe you could have said it differently. How about we take a different approach today? It ain't no different than if you was driving somewhere and the road you typically take has construction going on and you choose to take the detour. Okay, well, you know what? Yesterday it was construction on this road and I had to take a detour. So how about I don't even go through my normal route because I know it's construction there. It was just yesterday. They had coons and workers and everything out there. Had the ground dug up. That shit ain't fixed today. Now, of course, you can always ride by there, but you ain't got to take the same road to get to where you need to get to. A detour is there for a reason. If you follow, amen. If it's lost amongst you, replay this again. It'll get to you. If it don't get to you in a timely manner, meaning today, send a DM. And if it really just, it just totally eludes you, go pray. That's really all I can tell you. I can't mind nobody else's business. So, I'm going to get back to reading my book. If you are not aware, yes, I am an author, a published gem. Please do. Go to info clip number 2. It'll give you all the info in regards to my business Instagram and the website. She is I is she. So you can pick up any number of books that I have. I also have friendship, relationship, businessship, wellness check guide on there that has all different types of tools that you can use as a do-it-yourself guide. I actually have an episode. Let me see here. Let me go into my other phone. It's a season 1 and it is season 1 episode. I want to say 16. Okay, 16, 19, and I did a few episodes on relationship philosophy in season 1. But season 19 and 16, I checked a little bit into my wellness check guide. Shit, actually, 16, 19, 20, and 21. Okay. I pretty much went through the whole wellness check guide in those clips. If you want to peep that, go do that. You want your own, go purchase it. It's not something all crazy. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just giving you the shit you really already know, but giving you some structure. And you know, sending love, strength, and peace. One thing you're going to get from me, you're going to get laughs. You're going to get real. You're going to get peace and you're going to think. Okay. And you're going to feel some happy, some love. Okay. And when you're here, if you do not get the sense like I know you, then you know what? Send me a DM. We'll talk about it on my podcast business page. But I want people, when they pull up, I want them to feel like, you know what? My nigga. I want the whole training day Denzel moment. Okay. My nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to listen to test of the day, the vibes, and I'm about to get my shit all the way together. It's going to be smooth because I'm trying to tell you. A number of motherfuckers who fuck with me and they listen to my shit, even when I listen to my shit. Car, shower, house, whatever. I sit right there and I'm like, you know what? You know, I'm feeling better already. You know, like, hey, how about that? Snap, snap. Thank you, Tessa. You feel me? Appreciate you. Because once again, we're not here to gossip. We're not here to finger point. We're not here to lay no blank. I can't. That's too much. I put my time in the shit that really matters, and minding other people's business does not matter. Okay? It does not matter for me. Me minding your business about whatever the fuck is not, it's just not my preference. Okay? It's not going to happen. If I even feel myself minding somebody else's business, I'll chin check my fucking self. Like, hold up. You slipping. What you think you doing? And I think more people should do that. Like, mind your business. If you feel yourself slipping into minding somebody else's business, you need to start there and tell yourself, yo, you tripping, you know? Why is you worried about who that girl is fucking? Why is you worried about who that dude is fucking? You not fucking them. You don't even know them. Why are you worried about who got hit where? No, that ain't got shit to do with you. Why are you entertaining drama when you can be entertaining peace? I'm getting some peace from my podcast, getting some peace from reading my book, getting some peace from talking to my partner, getting some peace from this bottled water, getting some peace from the nice cool air flowing, getting some peace from this watermelon candle. I'm getting all types of peace. Getting all types of peace. I woke up with the first thing of step. Step and keep motherfucking stepping on necks. And if they get in your way, step on it even harder. That's how I woke up. Don't have me fucked up and you won't get fucked up. Don't come fucking around these parts if you only supposed to be here. That's how I woke up. I woke up with, I'm blessed. My family is good. I woke up with, I'm not doing no stress and it's all pleasure. I woke up with, if you meant to be here, you shall be here. I woke up with, I want to be better than I was 15 minutes ago. Even though I was asleep, I don't give a fuck. If I slept that way 15 minutes ago, I don't want to sleep that way 15 minutes from now. I woke up with, let me handle my shit, take care of my business to the best of my ability, and however which order I want. I woke up with, you know what? We don't give a fuck about none and don't give a fuck about us. I woke up with the sweetheart. Choosing peace, not choosing violence. Violence is sitting on my nightstand perfectly. Collecting dust, you know, not dust I gotta actually clean up because, you know, that's just not gonna work. But it's just sitting there minding its business. But I chose to grab peace. That's what I chose to do. I chose to grab peace. I like picking jewelry. I'm not gonna wear that necklace. You know what? I'm gonna go with this opal. I'm gonna go with this pearl. I'm gonna go with this. I'm not gonna go with the rage and fire. I'm gonna go with this over here. That's what I did. That's what you should do. Continue to do. And make sure before, if you choose not to choose peace, make sure you know if it's principal or if it's emotional. I'll tell anyone, I can't tell you what to do if it's principal. I know politics. If it's principal, you step how you need to step. However it may be, however them chips may fall, that's on you. That's your business. If it's emotional, take a moment. Drink some water. Work through your feelings. If you got to cry, cry. If you got to scream, scream, whatever. Get your feelings together, collect it. Don't trip the fuck out. Process. And please, ending it here. This Wednesday is one for the books. I really love it. If you're out there creating negative karma, just because it feels good right now, it's going to come back tenfold. If you're out there doing good people wrong, doing wrong by people for your fucked up reasons, okay? And I say fucked up reasons because a person not doing anything wrong to you and you're choosing to do wrong to them, for whatever reason, it's fucked up. Okay, it's fucked up. You couldn't possibly make anything logical or plausible make sense about how the fuck you're doing somebody wrong that ain't doing you wrong. And I'm here to tell you, this ain't the place where you're gonna make that type of shit make sense. Because they don't. 5 + 5 does not equal fucking 12. Okay, it just doesn't. I don't care how many times you cut it and slice it, if you put an X with it or a Z, if you exponent the motherfucker, I don't give a fuck. It's not gonna come up to 12. So, know that anything negative you're putting out there, any type of ways, the moves that you're doing, it's going to come back tenfold. Blessings in the universe, they don't like things like that. It don't matter if it's your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your wife, your husband, your mother, your dad, your child, it don't matter. If you're out there doing fucked up shit to good people, it's inevitable that it comes back tenfold. I wanted to end this episode with that. And I wanted to stick very, I wanted to like slap your fucking windshield like you on a highway, like a big ass, like bugs just smacking the shit out your windshield. To where the only way you gonna see is if you clean up the motherfucking mess. Okay? So, just don't. If you don't do it, don't. Good. If you're doing it, fucking stop. Get your shit together. Tighten the fuck up. Because one thing we do know is we don't know when karma comes. But we always know when shit ain't right. Like, damn, like, my blessings don't seem like they coming around. It just seems like it's one thing after the other. One thing after the other. Well, And the next thing you know, you got karma kicking in your front door like the feds. I mean, like, ooh. SWAT. Feds. Local police. U.S. Marshals. Shit. Even the CIA comes down. That's how karma feels. Like, yo, everybody's just doing it. The government's just here. Get your shit together. Tighten the fuck up. Okay? There's no reason to make things complicated if no one's making it complicated for you. Life drama and drama you create for yourself are not the same. Life is going to do what it's going to do no matter what the fuck you're doing. That bitch is going to keep ticking. She going to keep ticking. She going to keep ticking. She going to keep ticking. But you, your clock can stop at any motherfucking time. Follow me. So, with much love, with much like, with much grace, wisdom and smiles from I appreciate you pulling up. I appreciate you chopping it up with me for this hour. I appreciate you allowing me to talk my shit. I appreciate you turning your notifications on, even following the channel, the podcast. I appreciate you for listening to any number of episodes. I don't care if you've listened to every one of them, if you've listened to one of them, if you listened to five of them. I appreciate it. I appreciate if you answer any of the QAs that I put on the episode. I appreciate the DMs regarding the episodes and podcasts. I appreciate any purchase of any books, reading. I appreciate all the support. The support can come in any type of way. Just being here, listening. Shit, just pulling up on my podcast just to see what the fuck it is. I appreciate you. No matter if you love it today or hate it tomorrow, I appreciate you. Once again, love it or hate it, that's your business. I can't mind that for you. Okay? Can't do that. You can get the fuck out the car. You feel me? Because my thing is, if I don't like something or somewhere or someone, something, somewhere, someone, if I don't like it, I'm not going to be there, involved, or associated with it. Why would I? If I don't like carnivals, why the fuck would I go to a carnival? If I don't like kids, why the fuck would I go to a daycare? Okay? If I don't like sushi, why the fuck would I be in a fucking sushi place? Come on. If you don't like it, something, somewhere, someone, why the fuck are you dealing with it? Okay? So, people, have a great Wednesday. Please eat something, drink some water, take in the fresh air, inhale, exhale. If you feel like someone is testing or oppressing you, take a moment to step back, evaluate the situation. Is it principal or is it emotional? Or is it even fucking happening? To my overthinkers out there, it's okay, baby. It's okay. Take a moment, reflect, talk your shit. Don't be misled by the shit you're thinking, but the shit you're not saying. Process your thoughts so they can come out perfect when you gotta talk. Okay? It's okay. Anybody that wanted to know, it's going to be okay. I don't know what your situations are. It's none of my business. But I'm sending nothing but positive vibes and letting you know it's gonna be okay. Be loved. Be cared for. Be respected. You deserve loyalty, you deserve love, you deserve honesty, you deserve someone to stand by you no matter if you missing a leg or if you got both of them. Okay? You got someone that'll sit down with you or help you stand up on that missing leg. You want someone that's going to be solid no matter what the fuck is going on. They don't move no way changing the weather. Family, friends, or partner. This is Tessa with the Just Testing the Vibes podcast. And I appreciate you guys. Love you bunches. And pull up to the next episode. Welcome.